Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
Get to the callers in a moment. Rico wants to go above 90. I'm not. I just think 90 and 72 is an incredible season in baseball. I don't think there's any team in the AL right now I guarantee is going to win 90. I feel comfortable saying the Tigers will, but I ain't going above it. Not because on May 5th, they just got done clobbering the Angels. They're going to drop a bomb on the Rockies. The Rockies are, they're another kind of bad. I mean, it's remarkable.
They are.
Now, they have won two games this week. That's big. David, ticket text coming in. What do people have to say about it?
The window is 90 to 95. That's it. Bank it. Not going past that. 90-win pace without the face of the franchise, Matt Vierling. Yes, I'm going over 90 wins because he'll return. Quick calculation, someone says. 22 wins, 35 games is 101 wins and 162. Are you willing to go that far? Rico.
No.
Sam in Dearborn.
No, I'm not, but I'm also accounting for the fact that Parker Meadows should be back into this lineup, so that's like picking up a trade without having to get rid of somebody.
Are you sure? You sure Parker Meadows will be back in the lineup?
I think so.
Okay. All right.
AC. I didn't say today.
AC from Monroe. May is going to be...
He ain't Tank Dill.
A far... I apologize for that. That was a bad take.
He'll be back next week. What? The guy's leg is still laying on the field in Kansas City.
That was a bad take. Reports came out today. He's going to miss the entire season.
Generally, losing a limb may delay your football career.
I thought we had better science than that.
You got new legs.
Oh, man. May is going to be a far more challenging stretch for Detroit. Everything after the Colorado series up until the Chicago series is challenging. That is from AC in Monroe. Detroit pitching is a consistent aspect of this team. That will get them to 95 wins.
Love to see it, but I'm playing the long game. Baseball's not like any other sport. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have some bad ones. You're going to have a cold streak. You're going to have a losing stretch. And here's what happens. You lose 7 out of 10 games at some point, and all of a sudden, all these projections go right out the window. I'm not doing it. 90 and 72. It's going to be good enough to win the division.
Jeez, why don't you guys just wait until the playoffs to start believing? My God.
Hold on. The belief is they're going to win 90. Don't make fun of me because I'm not doing what Rico's doing, where it's Henry Rosengrat managing the team, and they're going to win 120 games.
I think that was more making fun of David for saying, oh, give me 4 months of good baseball.
Yeah, David wants to make a decision on October 1st.
I said two. Oh, I already am pleased and believe, but June 1st, this continues. I'll start talking more than 90 wins.
Look, I want to believe, but there are a couple of things. They're an abyss at shortstop. I need to have Parker Meadows back. And here's the other thing. Is Scott Harris actually going to make a buy move at the deadline? He's been very averse to making buy-side trades. So I don't think it's crazy to wait. No one's sitting here doubting that what they're doing is real, primarily. The two concerns I have would be McKinstry and Javier Baez. I don't believe in either guy. And I don't have to after a month. If we're sitting here a month from now, I have a right to change my mind.
And I guess I feel like they can go over 90 because they've gone up in series against your Yankees, against
my Yankees
San Diego.
Stink, and we're down 100 players. Stop making us like we're the Globetrotters.
San Diego.
Good team.
Seattle.
Eh.
They're 20 fake. And 13.
They're fake.
They're fake.
They're not good.
Okay.
Come on. Seattle Mariners.
You're making them out to be the Dodgers, Rico.
No, I'm not making them out to be the Dodgers, but I'm saying they're leading the West. They're
David, notice he didn't bring that series up.
No! They lost to the Dodgers, but you know what? They competed against the Dodgers.
90.
They didn't get blown out, and I was just like, okay.
I'd sign a piece of paper right now for 90. Not 89, not 91. 90 and 72, I'd sign the paper right now.
That might be the question, then, is would you sign up for a 90-win guarantee, better or worse?
Me, right now, 90.
I agree.
Because I know I'm in the playoffs at 90.
Good. In the AL, that's good.
Exactly. I'd sign it today.
I'll wait until September to sign.
Yeah, Dave is waiting until October 1st to just make that determination.
It's September 20th. Okay, I'll
would you sign a piece of paper at 90?
Would I sign a piece of paper at 90? Yes.
Just to lock it in.
Yes, but I would go over. But yes, I would.
No!
You have to pick. That's the point. Is you could do better than 90, but you sign the paper
okay, then
now.
No, I'm not signing it then.
Unbelievable. Wow. Okay.
I'm
that's,
not signing
that's gutsy. It. Let's go to Luke, 97.1. Luke, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
You just made a good point just a second ago about how hard it is to win baseball games. It's a long, grueling stretch. 162, 90, I think, is great. I think what's helping us is our pitching staff. Pitching's going to win, especially with the depth that we have and the players that we have returning. But I think the big thing that I like to see is, yeah, we lose 7 out of 10 down the stretch. That sucks. But in the end, we still get to play the White Sox every once in a while, and that's going to be our saving grace.
Yeah, the White Sox, Minnesota,
yeah,
Colorado.
No, I mean, it's just, now, Luke, you're right. You do have a built-in there. It does help you that this division it's not very good. I don't think the Guardians are as good as they are last year, despite a good early start for them. They have their own deficiencies, several of them, in fact. So, yeah, Luke, you could be right. I'm just not ready to go there yet. Good talk. Let's go over to Jay, 97.1. Jay, what's going on, pal?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, boys, how are you today?
Good, man.
Hey, Jay.
Before I say anything, I got to say, Mike, every time I hear you say Javier Bates, I giggle like a little girl. It was freaking hysterical.
It's the best sound clip ever, and it is a different human. That is not Javier Baez out there.
I absolutely love it. But I'll admit, at the beginning of the season, I think from an emotional standpoint, I almost wanted to see him fail. I got to admit it. But, man, I'm loving watching what he's doing. I'm getting excited about him again. And maybe all my emotions are going to get crushed by the middle of the season. I don't know. But anyway, what I wanted to say was, I think you guys are looking at this whole 90-plus thing from an inverted scenario. You can't base an argument on something that's subjective. If we're all going to look to the future, it's one big guess when you really break it down. We got to base it on objective information. And what we've got right now is we're playing 63%. Mm-hmm. That puts us at 102. And I'm ready to go there because the reason I can go there is because I'm basing it on what we're doing right now, not what we think is going to maybe falter or fall back on in the future. So if they don't do it, they don't do it. But as far as I'm concerned, I'm so freaking excited about this team. I can't stand it. And I'm going at 102 games.
Whoa!
And I'm basing that on objective information that we already have, not feelings. I'm not in my feelings. I'm going on what we've already done. And what we've done is 63%. That puts us at 102. And please, God, let it happen. That's where I'm at, boys.
Jay's extrapolating, and he's saying, yeah, he doesn't believe in that 7 out of 10 game losing streak.
I want to say this out loud. He's predicting 102-60.
For the record, that was Jay. Okay. Not me.
Just 102-60.
Okay.
That is.
I was saying 92.
Holy hell, that's an amazing
That's
year.
On you, Rico. That's one. On me. That's on one. Me. That guy. It's because of you.
Because he believes in the team.
102.
I didn't say go 102. I said above 90. You know what's above 90? 91. You know what's above 90? 92. I didn't say 102. I said over 90. But hey, he's optimistic.
I'm not.
I can't be mad at him.
I didn't hate on him.
He ain't waiting until Halloween.
Oh, boy. I mean, if you want to make fun of me for saying, look, July 4th, I'll do it. But, like, no, I just feel 90 is a unbelievable amount of praise that is being short-sold here.
See, actually, Mike, I'm actually giving you credit because you initially said 90 and I wasn't on that bandwagon. I'm like, come on, it won't be 90. But after talking with you, I'm like, okay. And now I'm looking at this team saying.
Yeah, they're a 91 team.
Not only are you getting timely hits. But you also have a pitching staff. You also have a player who's going to come back and help this team.
Now, if you wanted me to go north of 90, let me just, I want to do this for the sanctity of our show, and I wasn't here Friday.
And Javier Bays.
Kenny, you know what will move him above 90?
Oh, no. Here it comes. Clifford. There we go.
Excuse me.
The first one of the day is always the most special one.
Quiet Langford. So, yes, that. No, but then you'd have me at 95.
And if I can get 2 months of Javier Bays. Okay.
Yeah.
Then, if it falls off the cliff, fine. I'm going to ride this thing till the wheels come off.
That's my guy, Javier Bays.
But, yeah, looking at what you said and what I'm seeing and the teams that they still have to play. Okay.
You'll have a party this week. As long as they don't sleepwalk, they should drop a bomb on this Colorado team.
Yeah.
There's bad and then there's the Rockies.
And that's the other thing that I like is when they're playing bad teams, they're treating them like bad teams. We're not going to let you hang around. We're going to go out there. We're going to put up a softball score, hop on a plane, and go to the next one.
Yeah. That's a mark of a really good 90-win baseball team.
You know what? I'm going to get the marker. If they go 91 or higher, I win.
That's fine. Okay. And I hope you're right. I'll buy you whatever sad bowl you want. I'll get you a big bowl of cucumbers. All right? That's your
with
deal.
Bacon?
Brother, whatever you want. I don't care.
Man.
I want you to be right. I'm just not ready yet. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of your phone calls, ticket texts as well. Javier Bays, 97.1.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh,
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. A new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colone for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.